Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to The Roastcast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast. Hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. I think someone might die of a broken heart, is what this episode made me realize. This is getting a little too serious. I would say the contestants care too much about the lead. This is hard to watch.
And the lead cares about too much about them.
There's too much authenticity for one TV show.
Let me get right into the headlines of the week, Rim. New York Times. Why the Golden Bachelor terrifies me. That's the New York Times. People, three women admit they're falling in love with Gary, while Gary feels a heavy weight before hometowns.
The weight was heavy.
E! Online, the Golden Bachelor just delivered three heartbreaking exits, and we are not okay.
What's the third one? No spoilers. I only counted two. I only counted one, actually, now that I think about it. Only one of those was heartbreaking. The other two were just hanging out.
Yeah, but you got to put stuff in the headlines,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I hear you.
Don't kill that buzz.
No, this is from the Rim Times. There's a new new favorite for Golden Bachelorette emerges.
Yeah, I don't think that's even in question at this point.
No, I think it is in question. It's not who you think it is.
It's not Ellen?
No.
Is it Kris Jenner?
Yeah, I think it's Susan. I think she'd be a great pick. She has a great attitude.
I think she would be a great pick, but yeah. Ellen, I think, was getting the Golden Bachelorette push this week for certain.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I like Susan now for that role.
The AV Club, the Golden Bachelor, is an especially tough watch this week. It's only going to get tougher, folks.
It really is. Yeah, it's going to be. There were times I had to pause it just for myself to gather myself. And this was that's the crazy thing. This was hour four of the series. You know,
it's truly shaping up to be one of the most emotional series in the history of television. I don't know what to tell you about that.
I agree.
It's gonna be tough to watch moving forward. Holy cow.
I'm glad the person who had the hardest exit did say this was still the greatest thing ever. And I think we'll still get that.
I think so too.
The final three. I think the person who got, we already said her name, but the person who the heartbreak sent home today, this week, will have taken it the hardest of anyone remaining, I believe.
No, I don't think so. If Teresa's not the winner, the heartbreak you see from her, it's going to outweigh anything we've ever seen.
I disagree.
And I think she's the winner. I don't think she's going to win.
Oh, wow.
So I think that heartbreak is coming.
We're doing the whole back of the episode up
Let's
front.
Just start back
headlines.
Back to
you
front.
Want to do power rankings next? Let's go to the mailbag. Okay, we're down to just six. And you're thinking, oh, okay, that's not too bad. You know,
no big deal.
There's two who are obviously not going to hometown, so this is easy. Well, we are only doing an hour episode, so we can't have a four people hometown next week. You don't get 6 minutes of hometown. Wow.
I was stunned. I was still stunned.
I was surprised, but it makes sense. Obviously, they're not going to have.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm in, this is just a journey for me, a wild ride. And when I'm in that wild ride, I'm not looking ahead. I'm just enjoying the present. Okay, so I didn't even think that this was a possibility. Yeah. Exactly.
I thought there was a possibility they might just do two, and then have at the end of the hometowns. If you get a rose in the hometown, you win. It's eerily quiet in the mansion because when there's six people left, you know, they're in the Bahamas or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
There's never this few people in the building, and it's the mansion's too uncomfortably big quiet
for this many people. Yeah.
Jesse arrives. He says, just three of you are going to hometowns. There's a one-on-one date this week and a group date. On the date card is Faith.
The place erupts. Huge pop.
Faith erupted. Faith was it reacted just Faith? Like she's, I couldn't she tell. Screamed it was so like loud. She saw a ghost. It was bloody murder when she got that.
It was so loud. I thought it was the whole
group. I would have liked the Leslie cam on that one. Like, all right, Faith. She needed this, though.
She did need this.
It's been a while since that first impression rose.
We needed this to see what's going on with this relationship. We haven't seen a lot.
Mm-mm. Yeah, is Faith a contender? I think I put her at like number one or two last week. Is Faith a contender or is she not? Because if she didn't get this, probably going home.
Yeah, for sure.
Gary arrives, all-terrain Gary. He acknowledges maybe me and Faith are maxed out. We'll find out today.
All-terrain Gary, top chopped, of course. Guy does not drive with a top on anymore, period.
No.
That breeze isn't going to be rushing through his hair. No chance. Mm-hmm.
Faith one-on-one date was a helicopter ride. Only time I've seen where an aircraft buzzes by Bachelor Mansion during a one-on-one date where the people at the mansion, for the most part, were thrilled to see it. They're like, hey, look at that. One-on-one date. Hey.
Helicopter. Look, that's hey, them. Guys. Hey. You see me down here? It's me, Ellen.
They were happy. Everybody but Leslie.
Leslie. Leslie's setting. Leslie is, they're setting this up that Leslie's going to be the one that takes this the hardest and is really starting to get bothered by other people dating her boyfriend. She says, women our age, getting to meet men like that is just really hard. Well, I got news for you, Leslie. Women of any age meeting a guy like Gary is tough.
It's true. Indeed.
Damn near impossible. Needle in the haystack. It isn't people your age. It's people of all ages.
They were having a fun time. She was scared. This is just the kind of stuff you do when you're with Gary from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You take a helicopter, you buzz by, you know, his mistresses.
The mansion you're staying at.
You visit all the big areas in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, and then you land on a yacht in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on that portion?
No, Gary's just tickled to death about this experience that he's on.
He appreciates the moment.
He just can't believe it.
Back at the house. Just a quick reminder that Leslie is having trouble with this. The others, not as much.
Not at all.
Yeah, they're chilling.
They're chilling. Having a
they
great
had their
day.
Dates. Yeah. Seeing Gary leave with Faith reminded her of that philandering boyfriend or boyfriends of her past.
Yep.
So Leslie's crying during this. Back on the date, Gary isn't thinking about Leslie at all. Leslie hasn't crossed Gary's mind 1 second on this date.
Not for a second.
He's relaxing on the top deck of the yacht, getting fed grapes by a young babe. Leslie who?
This man is living the life. He can get used to this.
He could get used to this life.
He just keeps saying, look at this. Look at this.
Look,
he's not even really talking to Faith. Yeah, he's just saying, you know, look at this.
Do you get Faith and Leslie confused too? I still
do.
Oh,
I get them constantly confused. Yeah, they look identical. They look alike. They look alike for one. They're the youngest ones there. They have the same hair, basically. Yep. They look exactly the same, and they have the same story, I think. I don't know which one sings. Which one is that? I have no clue. Don't tell me. Don't care.
Yeah. It's it was Faith who sings. And that's really the only thing I know about her for certain.
Who was on the date? Can't tell Faith. You without that's my notes that,
when
here.
I said Gary wasn't thinking about Leslie and you didn't react, notes. I'm like, he thinks Leslie's Faith. That's what I thought. He's got him mixed
I'm
up.
Getting them constantly mixed up.
Yeah.
You could have told me right there that Leslie was on this date and I would have said, okay, face back, being jealous at the house. I would have went with that. I don't know for sure. It's hard to tell. Look at this. Look at us.
Well, you're distracted too. You're looking around.
Look at
us. Yeah,
look
like,
at
this
around.
Is something.
Look
huh?
around. He landed on
how
a yacht.
How much you think
a...
this cost? How much gas? Gary's the type of guy. How much gas do you think this takes? How big is the tank? Boy, it must cost thousands to just take this out of the pier. Faith had a difficult upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
She was a homeless teen. Not a story you hear a lot on this show.
No, you don't. The good thing about older contestants, when on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, sometimes we're rolling our eyes at some of like the stories sure. that they're, you know, these
they
people
feel
have
forced.
Lived.
They've
yeah, they
lived.
Feel forced. These people have lived. Mm-hmm. She's lived four lives, different lives at this point, and it's all believable. And I have no doubt in my mind that this is what she's telling is truthful.
Some of the 23-year-olds, they come on the show and it's like, I gotta dig to find some trauma to dump on my one-on-one date. Yes, to somebody who's 68.
Yeah,
well,
hell
shit.
Yeah. It's
what do you yeah, take well, out of the pit? What should
I
pick?
Which trauma do you want?
Yeah, let me do the trauma lottery ball machine and pick something out.
Exactly.
I've seen some things, been through life.
I've been through lots. I'm not even going to tell you the worst thing.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to hear the worst thing.
Let's find the one that's fit for TV.
Yeah.
The relationship she has with Gary, just not something she's experienced in the past. This is Faith now, AB, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
People have used her vulnerability against her. Won't happen with Gary Turner. It won't. I wrote that down before he said it. I think he said, that won't happen with Gary Turner.
No.
I promise you. Gary does admit to the camera that initially he was attracted to Faith because of her rockin' bod. But now it's more now it's more banging personality.
Absolutely.
Conversate when the time right. Gary Lee. He offers her the rose. I think it was a clunky offering, in my opinion. This is a quote. You're as beautiful as this rose.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's
you know,
a little
what are you in third grade, Gary? Yeah, you can do better than that. And then he goes, and with all the things we've talked about, will you accept this rose? Just like, you're pretty. We talked. Here's a rose.
Blanket statement from everything we talked about. That being said, Faith Gary's girl and Gary's face guy.
Gary is not Faith's girl. That's Leslie. He said that to Leslie on the group day. He says, you're my girl. Spoiler alert.
No, I know that. But that's just in this. I think
he's got more than one.
I think he's got more than one girl. Rim.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that later. But I agree. She's fallen in love with G-Man, the lion. The lion tamer. Gary Jericho.
Just a reminder, Gary has a badass lion tattoo right on his arm.
He's got a
okay?
badass lion tattoo.
It takes your breath away. Every time I see it, I've forgotten that he has it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's awesome. A giant lion right on his arm. One of the great tattoos I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Faith is headed to hometowns.
When do you think Gary got that?
I didn't want to go down that
1965?
Road because it would take a long time, but I'm envisioning Gary with a red flannel shirt that is frayed, cut at the shoulders.
It's cut
and
at
frayed.
The shoulders. Yeah, it's a cutoff. Cutoff
with jeans.
Mm-hmm. Going to get it?
Having it. Posing on a street corner with a brick building behind him, probably a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking a brace, he's ripping a cig, and he's he's challenging people in horseshoes or darts or pool. Gruff Gary. He had a gruff era before his wife had
the
60s, settled down.
Of course.
Yeah. At the house, Faith returns. And same thing as with the helicopter buzz. It was a borderline standing ovation from everyone but Leslie, who's giving her a stink eye and a stink face. She's looking at her like, this was one of my favorite scenes of the season, honestly, because of this interaction. And also Ellen nailed the narration.
Mm-hmm.
When she heard about the hot tub, Ellen was like, got my work cut out for me.
You're in trouble. Hot tub. Gary enjoyed the shit out of that hot tub, by the way. Gary loves a hot tub. He might stay in that thing for four hours.
Yeah. He does.
He might still be in there while they're having this conversation on that boat in that hot tub.
Time for you to head out.
I'm just going to stay right here. Nobody loves to soak like Gary loves to soak.
I know he does.
So yeah, Ellen knew. They took a hot tub. They got in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. She's screwed. I've been in the hot tub. I'm screwed.
Let's take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Group date. I hoped there was not a rose on this group date because I wanted two roses at the rose ceremony rather than just one. I'm glad it played out the way it did. It had to. This was too momentous of a decision to make in the shadow of a Ferris wheel.
Agreed. And it was too tough of a decision. Gary needed a little time.
Was it tough?
I thought that in the moment. Hey, Gary, take your time, pal.
Well,
you weren't ready for this.
He was bombarded with
three
weeks of love, falling in love quotes.
Yeah. He was crushed under the weight of so many women falling in love with him all at once. It's impossible to make a choice right there. It's impossible.
By the time someone, I think it was Ellen, when she reiterated again, because she told him two episodes ago, when she reiterated that he had a look on his face. This is the third time someone this date has said, I'm falling in love with you. He had a look on his face like, shit.
God damn. These people are really falling for me.
What am I going to do?
Gary Turner, you really got yourself in a pickle this time.
He is. Susan and Sandra have not had one-on-one dates. So let's just...
They're
gone. Into this.
Come on.
Have fun, ladies. They're
hey,
both
have
talking
fun.
To the camera like, this is great to have fun before it's stressful. I'm like, it ain't stressful for you, Suze.
No, it's not stressful. No.
Sandra, there's nothing to even worry about.
No concerns here.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you what,
Rim. Time. Yeah.
I thought I loved carnival dates before. This really took the cake. These women were having fun. Gary's having fun. Gary's got the skinny jeans on. He's got his fun jeans on. They're having a
Gary
night
date
out.
Jeans. Those are 100% Gary date jeans.
Those are the Gary fun date jeans. Night out, yeah. Gary.
Ironed.
The thing about these ladies and him, nobody's too cool for school.
Nope.
Nobody. They're just going to have
fun.
Comes with age. They're not concerned about how they're looking out here and, playing good games and getting on roller coasters and stuff like that. They're not concerned about having the fun. This is their genuine reactions at a carnival.
Yeah.
Just having fun.
No one is putting on.
Nobody. Mm-mm.
Teresa, we get an ominous warning from Teresa. She says, I'm going to tell Gary I'm falling in love with him on this group date. That was a sign of things to come. First time in 52 years.
Is that what she said? 52?
That's what she said. 52 years. When you put numbers to this shit, it's like...
The first time in 52 years she's told someone she loves them? Is that...
Or falling in love with them, yeah.
Oh, yes. This is the first...
She didn't stop saying I love you to her husband.
Okay. This is her first yeah, yeah. I love you since her last first I love. So this
falling in love. Because once she fell in love with her husband and then loved her husband, she was no longer falling.
She doesn't need to say falling anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she had her
husband.
Little
semantics thing from Teresa. Tricky okay. Teresa, I call her. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tricky Teresa.
I was skeptical of Teresa's motivations during this conversation. But
why?
She made a good case for, well, it's the last day before hometowns. And she's like, oh, I got to say, I'm falling. I mean, this. What do you mean? Why? This is the most obvious.
You just can't stop believing, Rim.
She made a good case for herself. And I like that she just came out and said it. All right. Role play time.
Okay.
You be Teresa.
Gladly.
She says, I feel like I can't live without you now. I'm falling in love with you, Gary.
Oh, I'm Teresa?
You're always Teresa, yeah.
Okay.
Or whoever. You're always a woman.
Say what you said again. I'm walking in as Teresa. Okay. Now I'm in the moment.
Well, it took a second. I feel
I've just
like...
gotten done telling the other ladies about how strong my relationship is with Gary.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And being confused when they say shut up.
Yeah. I've just been told to shut the fuck up by Susan. Yeah. And now I'm here with you, Gary. What do you got
Susan
to tell me?
Susan would never. Well, I'll do it in Teresa's voice so it helps you get there. I feel like I can't live without you now. I'm really falling in love with you, Gary. That's you now. You say it.
Why don't you just play both?
No, it's better when you do it. It's better when you do it.
Wait, what'd she say again?
I feel like I can't live without you now. I feel like I can't live without you now. I'm really falling in love with you, Gary.
I feel like I can't live without you. I'm falling in love with you, Gary.
Oh. Okay.
Part one.
And then Teresa goes, and I think that we could work.
And I think we could work.
Oh, we could work. That wasn't the best. Anyway, just two people being sincere and then kissing on the boardwalk. What more could you want?
Now, she did follow that up. I thought that was genuine. I said, I wrote down here, this is so genuine. But then she goes, I would go on any roller coaster with you. And that's where she lost me.
Oh, a little pre-planned?
Yeah. A little pre-planned. I would go on any roller coaster with you, Gary. Mm-mm. But I did write here, there goes one of the roses, for certain.
Yeah. There's Teresa was never two. In doubt for me. There was no...
We got one rose left. She might have been. I don't know. I needed to see a little more. Yeah. I don't know.
He's through all the ups and downs, I mean, she had the conflict. She's one of two people who was embroiled in a conflict on this entire season.
That's why I wasn't certain. Yeah.
But he kept her. So I think it's one of those things that he almost it's stronger post-conflict.
I wrote, well, there goes one of the roses. This is going to be impossible for Gary. In all caps is where I wrote that part.
Did you see the preview for next week?
No, I couldn't stomach it.
I will say there is a point where he has both his hands on his knees and is leaning over like he's going to dry heave. It's gonna be tough. Gary and Sandra, she wants to expand her family with his. Sandra or Susan? Susan and Gary is next. I have here Susan. No, she's not getting a rose. Susan's not even trying to like make it in hometown.
No.
She's just like, what a fun
time. Whatever. Hey,
yeah,
this
it's whatever.
This has been a hell of a ride.
Isn't this great?
Thank you, Gary. Look around.
That's all it is.
Susan has quickly became one of my favorite contestants on this show.
That's what I'm saying.
Not this show, but the whole series.
That goes without saying. All these people are above all the young people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Susan's at the tippy top.
Leslie and Gary in the Dragon roller coaster. She brings up her struggles with seeing him going on the date with Faith. Mm-hmm. She compared it to cheating. That's an incorrect way of phrasing it. She's been cheated on many times. She says, and Gary's like, kind of the same deal, you know, watching your man walk out, go on a date with someone else. She starts crying.
Yep. Wow.
And says, I'm crazy about you. Mm-hmm. Then later they are hugging.
Gary gives her a huge hug and he says, I got ya.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm splitting hairs, but this did not feel like the number one Gary comforting. This felt like a, please stop crying, or this is kind of uncomfortable. I don't think he quite understood why she was crying. Mm. While the hug was occurring, though, she says to him, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
And this is when he responded with, you're my girl.
Yeah. I think a new thing that I've found out this episode that I love is I don't think Gary Turner knows that the microphones can pick up him whispering yet. So I think we got a little more time. He's going to whisper to some of these women. I don't think he wanted the camera to hear him. I don't think he realizes how good these mics are. They're going to pick up what he says. I think he meant that in private.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll figure it out this whole season. We might have a few more instances of this where he tells someone, I love you or something, and he thinks it's because he's leaned in really close and he's whispering it that they can't pick it up. Because I don't think he meant this to be heard.
I like that theory. I would feel bad. I don't want Gary to feel bamboozled. Tricked. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Gary feels bamboozled this morning.
Be like, now, I got to say, I have lost trust in the production of this program. And he definitely calls the show a program. Anyway.
Keep your eyes on moving forward, Rim. I don't think this guy knows that the microphones can pick up when he's really close and whispering.
Well, he probably feels comfortable because Leslie is also the one where they did the whisper bit on that other group date where he was like, mind if I whisper something in your hearing aid? And I think he's under the impression, no one knows what we said. Everyone knows. They just didn't show us.
Everyone knows, Gary. We all know.
Anyway, I felt after this, when he said, you're my girl,
it's over.
We have entered, well, not it's over. I did not think it was over at all. I thought we've entered the danger zone. I thought, okay,
Gary's
going to
tell too many people.
Yeah, I'm not faulting him for that. I'm just saying we have too many really strong connections. This is going to get bad.
I took this as a big sign that she's a front runner now.
Because he said the same thing to Ellen. He said something to Ellen. He said,
not
I'm like
quite
falling
like
in love.
This.
I think he said, I'm falling in love with you, Ellen.
Not whispering.
Okay. Well, I won't mock that. I'm on board with whispering meaning more. I'll do that all day. Anyways, she seemed to wipe a tear from his face. I don't know who's going to win. I lean toward Teresa, but all I know is we're in deep waters right
now. We're in deep waters.
We got your floaties on, big guy.
We're doggy paddling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fighting for our lives watching this show. Hour 4.
Fighting for our goddamn lives, waiting for rescue. That's where we're at right now.
Somebody get Gary out of here before more hearts get broken. Back to the group. Ellen's talking the same talk. Like, time for me to double down on the L word.
Time to really seal this thing.
Two people have told Gary they're falling in love with him for the first time on this day. Ellen is about to tell him, reiterate it to him that she's falling in love with him. And he has one group. How are you going to give out a group date rose on a group date where three people say that?
You can't.
You simply cannot.
You can't.
How about Ellen and Gary?
Ellen wants Gary so bad.
Mm-hmm.
She wants him. I'm falling in love with you. I might be in love with him, she says to the camera. She's crying.
She's crying a lot. Ellen did a lot of crying this episode.
She hopes that he can meet her family and friends. And I wrote here, someone's going to have to go home and this is going to be really bad. Again, we're struggling to breathe here.
I thought Gary seemed a little distant compared to her and Ellen's. The first time Ellen told him in the gazebo, he was just overcome with joy and it felt really good for him to admit that he was having these feelings too.
Well, it's the third one tonight, though. How
That's
are you going to feign excitement when you've heard it two other times?
If you want to spend the rest of your life with Ellen, you go, oh, I'm so glad you said that. I can finally take this mask off. I'm pretending to care about Faith and Teresa, and I don't. But no, he was like, watch your step, Ellen. Like, hold on a little bit now. It was arm's length until she went in for the kiss. That's what I saw. Easy to
say
now.
I'll say this. Right when she went to talk to him, they were on a roller coaster. I took that as a bad sign. They already rode that roller coaster. Is Gary wasting some of their talking time riding a roller coaster?
I didn't expect to see him on the roller coaster, yeah.
I didn't think they'd be on that roller coaster. I took that as a bad sign for her. So that lends itself to what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, Ellen cries on Susan's shoulder. Susan, future Golden Bachelorette. She's spent so much of her time in life and on the show, helping others, looking out for others. It's time for Susan to look out
when
for herself.
When does Susan find love?
When does Susan get to the time to search for her own love story?
Mm-hmm.
And they can promote it with Kris Kardashian. I saw there was a photo of Gary with Kris Kardashian.
There's a photo out there. Hulu. There's a photo out there with Gary and Kris.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Kris Jenner. Sorry. Yes. Yes. Oh. That's a photo.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot there.
You can do a lot.
You can do Susan a lot there.
Susan will be
with, Susan.
With Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner's there. Yeah. You know, you do gags. They look so much alike. You can do gags, twin gags type of things. Mm. You can do stuff. You can do a lot of stuff there.
All the guys come in and out of the limos. They're in the room. And then Kris Jenner enters to give the toast. And they're like,
they have is to, that her?
Know, old guys yeah. wiping their eyes like, why am I deceiving me? That's you, Susie Pooh. I don't know why they're 96 on that season, but.
I hope when the Golden Bachelorette happens that the men are even older. I really
Hell
do.
Yeah. The older the better.
75 no 80 to 85 is the range I
I'm
want.
I'm looking for crotchety. I don't want a bunch of Garys. I want
no
your classic old guys.
I want old guys. Upset yeah. with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a couple that have to get kicked off for stuff they said. Group date Rose. Obviously, Gary cannot deliver it. And I could
Can't
not bear
it.
To watch him deliver no. it if he chose to.
He needs more time to wait and get more clarity. So that gives us two roses for five people tomorrow. We already know
Minus
two of them
two.
Are not
yeah.
getting the rose for certain. The ones that have not had one-on-ones. So that leaves two roses for three people. So pretty good odds.
Pretty good
for
odds.
All three of those.
If one of those three.
Yeah.
But yeah, this date just showed me we've run into a little issue where the cast members of The Bachelor are a little too into The Bachelor for their own good and The Bachelor's own good. It might be, the show might be too authentic despite its shorter runtime.
It might be too good. The feelings might be too real. We're always talking about, are the feelings real? These feelings might be just simply too real.
Yeah. Rose ceremony. Gary gives a little speech. He says,
today, I consider myself the luckiest man
on the face of the earth.
Gary.
Yeah. Might be dating ourselves with that reference. But Faith has a one-on-one date, Rose.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I wish he didn't give that out. I wish we had three. This rose ceremony was an A. That would have been an A plus if we had to give out three. The roses are Leslie first.
I thought it was going to Ellen, by the way. I wrote, this is obviously going to Teresa and Ellen.
I thought it was going to be Teresa and then Ellen. I thought Teresa would get the first rose.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Teresa and Ellen getting these roses.
I did, too. But that last interaction with Ellen threw some doubt into the pot for me.
Sure.
If we didn't see that, I'd almost think he would have picked Ellen just because that was the first one. But and the second rose goes to Teresa. Now, maybe we should have known. We should be better, smarter viewers than this. But all episode, Ellen was talking like, it would be unbearable if I don't get this rose. I will never be able to recover from this.
Ellen had the most screen time this episode. Yeah. We should have spotted this a mile away.
We're too wrapped up.
But we're too wrapped up.
In the
drowning.
Yeah. Ellen was, I'd say, pissed. She was
pissed
like
that she
upset.
Didn't get it.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
First, she was going to faint. She went through all the, you know, the stages of grief. She had to be like held up by Leslie. I would have loved to have seen her fainting. I'll shoot you straight. I would have loved to see someone faint in the rose ceremony room. Sandra and Susan also did not get roses, of course.
All respect from them walking out. All
sure.
respect. Lip kiss, of course.
Yeah.
Lip kisses.
You know, some of those lip kisses, I think, are off center and not lip to lip. This one was dead center.
That was dead
Smack
center.
On.
Yeah, that was dead center. Yeah. These are, you know, that's just a, you know, a generational difference for that generation and our generation.
I wonder
generation.
If you grow into that. That'd be interesting to learn.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, start kissing acquaintances when you're 75.
On the lips.
Yeah. Gary walks Ellen out. He feels awful. She was not super interested in hearing this because...
Yeah, I don't think
not
she
because
was...
she's upset with Gary, but just because she loved him too much. She can't bear...
I don't... Yeah, I just want to go home.
thankfully, in the car, despite the heartbreak, she was able to compose herself and do a little bachelorette.
I think she's
performance.
I think she's the bachelorette.
Yeah,
golden bachelorette. I think she's the front runner. I see what you're saying with Susan. I would like Susan. I don't know about more. Ellen was entertaining this episode.
She was.
Kinda
she was
showed
funny
off
too.
Her bachelorette chops.
Yeah.
On this episode.
Yeah.
In
the
particular.
Full spectrum of human emotion.
She was on the screen all the time. I enjoyed it. She was kind of narrating everything. She showed she can do it.
I got to be honest, and this is something you put in my head. If she might not be a good enough pickleball player to be the pickleball bachelorette.
You start poking holes into things like that when you become the bachelorette.
Yeah, you're under scrutiny. They're under the microscope. Yeah.
You're under the microscope, and when you're the pickleball person and your pickleball skills aren't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susan the hairstylist bachelorette, that plays. Because
here's the thing, Rim. Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're the pickleball bachelorette. You're going to get the top dog pickleball big boys. Signing up to be the bachelor, to be your contestant.
And they're going to smoke you. You're going to get
and they're
smoked
gonna beat
by
your
these guys.
Ass. And then they're going to be like, I don't think I want to date this
I'm
person because she lied about she was
this is the Serena Williams of pickleball.
She was disingenuous about her pickleball skills. It could cause problems. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. The credit scene.
I didn't watch it. What happened?
Well, it wasn't anything. Super
I feel
memorable.
Like they should do the credits before the what's coming up next. I feel like that's out of order and has always been out of order for all their shows. I don't understand why they do that.
I don't mind that.
But then I have to watch I don't watch the what's coming up next. So I'd like the credits funny stuff before the what's coming up next.
You got to just close your ears while
sometimes
the
I do that. Sometimes
then,
I don't. Sometimes I forget about it.
Well, we've already made too big a deal about this credit scene, but it was just the six of them before the rose ceremony were in the main room of the Bachelor Mansion, and they were just reflecting on how great of an experience it was, and they had a group hug. Now, that doesn't seem like anything, but it's not something that really occurs on the main one, and it was a heartwarming credit scene. This is a heartwarming show. They were like, this has been so great, and I'm glad we met each other, and blah, blah.
Friends
it's the whole
forever.
Thing we've been saying the whole season. It just makes you feel good. Anything else on the episode?
No, I don't think so.
Power rankings, power rankings, power rankings.
I don't think I can do it. I need another week, just like Gary.
You haven't done it yet. Last week you gave your hangout rankings, and you know, there's Susan, Faith, and Sandra. So those weren't power rankings. My power rankings after week five. Number four, Ellen. Getting a return?
No
I won't
way.
Rule out a return. No, we won't, but...
No way.
I won't rule it out.
No way.
This is tough. You could make a case for any one of these three winning, don't you think?
For certain, yeah.
Anyone, I wouldn't be stunned.
It's a complete toss-up in my head. You should have done all three of them at number one, to be honest.
Well, I haven't announced that yet. Maybe okay. I did. Number three. Leslie, I'm playing it straight. Number three is Leslie. Number three is Leslie. Number two is Faith.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Why?
Their big connection point
was him looking back on the ATV.
Yeah, like her proof that he cared about her was like making sure she didn't die in an ATV. It's like no shit, anybody
would have fucking been looking back at the person they're riding ATVs with. It's loud as hell too.
Have you flipped? By chance? Yeah. So that wasn't like a the fairy tale moment. I put Faith at number two. I think he really likes Faith. I think the later one on one it benefits Faith. First. Impression rose, not a lot in the middle, and a lot of momentum riding into hometowns.
A lot of momentum.
And then Teresa, number one. I think he just can't let go of that first date. He's just always clicked with Teresa. They're about the same age. You'll notice that these are also ranked in order of age, in descending order of age. Number one, Teresa. Two, Faith. Three, Leslie.
No,
and
Faith
I think
60.
That's a consideration.
Faith, 60.
Well, I thought Leslie
She's
was 60.
She's the youngest one on the show.
And I thought Faith was 64.
No, okay. Leslie's 64.
We'll take that back.
Faith
then.
Is 60.
Anyway, those are my rankings. Teresa, Faith, Leslie, Ellen.
I
I can't even pick. I don't think Teresa's winning. That's what I'll say. Odds. I think it's one of the other two. I'll say that.
Give me odds. Give me percentage.
Plus...
Put him in a pie chart. No, don't do that. Give me percentage.
Percentages. Okay. I'll go 35 Faith, 35 Leslie, 30 Teresa.
That is okay. A much bigger piece of the pie that you would give Teresa, given you said you don't think she's going to win.
Well,
I expected zero from Teresa.
Oh, no. Okay. No. I'm judging that based on...
Sounds like you've stopped believing.
Well, I just think with how devastated Gary was, I think it's her that's the reason.
Oh, yeah.
She's the oldest. The other two are a little...
Faith and Leslie will be fine.
The other two are tougher. They'll be fine. Both of those two will be fine, and I don't think it'll be that devastating for either of them, really.
I think Teresa likes him the most, too.
Agreed. Yeah. And I think letting her go would be the hardest for him, probably, because of her reaction. So I'm just basing that on...
I like that.
That scene where he said that this was almost as bad as when his wife died. So I think it's her that he's letting go there.
I like that a lot. Golden mailbag, 773-234-7794. I think we got one response. There's a lot of Bachelor in Paradise responses. How to shake up that show. 951 area code says pickleball comment. As a 56-year-old woman who joined the pickleball cult this year, I was looking forward to seeing both Gary and Ellen play. I could not believe how bad Ellen was.
Oh, man.
As 70-year-olds kick my butt regularly, says this 56-year-old. Also, I do not know why they didn't let Gary show off his skills so the women could swoon over him, unless he is really bad, too. Thank you, 951. Well, that'd be sad if they were both dud players. We're down to hometowns. What should we... I guess the question for next week, 773-234-7794, I think we all know that it's toss-ups. Give me your percentage.
Percentages. Give us the percentages. Yeah.
Pie chart these percentages. Ladies. Yeah.
Pie chart them.
Trivial Pursuit.
Please. Mm-hmm.
I just love that game. All right, that's all we have. Anything else? You already did the headlines.
I don't think so.
Golden Bachelor, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.